It's good fun.
You're teaching in the morning and chilling, don't you? Oh, you can live on it. Pretty good. You say that you didn't raise Judy.
No, I didn't fool with nobody but the old head, there's Gray and her brother and her one of her next oldest sister.
Do you know
husband? You know I know him, but he got nothing but a boy. I know his dad. Me and his dad used to work together.
Is that right?
Name is but he was a boy. He wasn't grown, but he was well about bigger than he is now.
Is that right?
He used to be an insurance man. And then he put that job down and he got to be a mail carrier. But he's a fine child.
He is. Nice man. You know, when you go fishing, do you ever see these insects that got this long, thin body and they like to light on your fishing pole and you have to jiggle it to get them off?
No, I ain't been worried now like that.
And see any skeeter hawks or something like that?
I've been worried with capital nickels, the most big thing you call. We call them capital nickels then, but they're mosquitoes, they're big. And you been slapped down on your own, on your leg, you kill them, you ain't seen this good. And it used to be on the ditch fishing, and a bullfrog jump off in the water and holler.
Have you ever heard of a skeeter hawk or snake doctor?
Yeah, I don't see the snake doctor. And I stay out in the country. My parents told me that was a snake dog. And I see the rattlesnakes. I have seen rattlesnakes. Coachwood, all like that. But that was in the country. But I haven't seen none of that here. And, yet.
You ever seen these insects that got a light in the tail and they'll blink on and off? At night,
what do you do with the insect? But they call it a channel line. You go, you see them flying down, way down in the bottom somewhere, foggy night. But it's foggy, you can see that light. And they say this. Oh, get what they call that kind.
The lightning bug?
No, they call it something, jack-o'-lantern. That's what they called it, jack-o'-lantern. That was my parents, and all of them called it jack-o'-lantern. These nights, these foggy and cloudy, and he said, don't walk tonight, because you do the jack-o'-lantern, eat your way down in the bottom somewhere and lost.
Right. Mm-hmm. You ever had any trouble with, you know, these insects that are bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
Yeah, because I keep, keep moss balls in my wool, or everything got wool in, you have to keep moss balls in. If it don't, when you look, they're just full of little holes. I don't know what they're eating it is. But if you put on something, and don't put that moss in there, when you get ready to wag, and you can't wag, you got to throw it in the trash can. Just full of holes in the system box. I don't know what they're eating it is. And you sure got to do that. Buy a moss ball and put it in your clothes. And your blankets and everything, tell me. To get rid of you.
Do you have these insects around here that make their nests out of mud on the side of your house?
Yeah.
What do you call those?